As we see in the first banner, awaken, being alert, watchful, is the theme for the first week of Advent. The Lord is coming. When? I don't know. Where He will come? I don't know neither. Will it be good coming or bad coming? I hope it will be good coming for us. That He will find us in the good spot. But as the Gospel says, we need to be watchful. We can ask ourselves today, where are the places in my life when I am not ready to meet Jesus? Where are the places where I don't want to be in my life when He comes? Where I don't want Him to see me, where He comes, even if He sees everything. The night, the evening, it represents darkness. And Advent, although it's a joyful time of preparation, it invites us in a very special way to once again face darkness in my life. And invite God to come there again. Let Him meet you in the places where you don't want to be, in your spiritual life, in your life, daily life. And maybe as you look on your life, you can say that, well, there's been darkness in my life for many years. Nothing really changed. Every year I come for Advent, for Easter, and that same struggle, that same pain, that same despair. So what will change this Advent? Probably not too much again. But what we can do is to let God come to our darkness once again and let Him meet us on our desert, in our darkness, in our shameful places where we don't want Him to see us. It's like the darkness that came earlier in the winter time, and how many of us put the lightnings, Christmas lightnings on the houses and yards, because we just don't like darkness. We want to feel more peaceful, more joyful, more friendly in our environment. But Advent once again invite us to find strength to meet God in my darkness. Stop for a moment and tell God about things you are ashamed, you are despaired with. We wear so many masks every day. It's time to put them aside and to talk to God about your real face, what you don't show to anyone, because only God can see your true face and accept it and still love you and don't reject you. And this is the place where we are, which is good to begin with. Speak to God during the Eucharist about which darkness in your life you are afraid of, what you are not handling well in your life, what is your despair, and bring it to Him here as a beginning. Jesus wants us to meet Him in our real life, and darkness is also part of reality. So tell Him about yourself. Let Him meet you where you are, even if it is darkness. And maybe He won't heal everything and change everything for better. He just wants to be there with you. Don't want you to be there by yourself. Don't want you to be in despair by yourself. He wants to be there with you. And this we want to start happen in the Eucharist. And we receive Him so He can be closer to us.